Have you ever had somebody in your life, personally, professionally, any aspect of your life, and they held a belief about you that is totally inaccurate? And yet, no matter what you do, how much energy you put into trying to change their mind, it just doesn't work. Or have you ever noticed that in conversations, like what people hear you say tends to be completely different than what you're actually saying? Like when you hear them repeat your opinion or how the conversation went, you're like, wait, what? I didn't say that. That's not at all what I said. So this is a topic I want to talk about in this episode, because it's I see this happening over and over and over again, and it's especially in the role of a leader, it's something you got to learn to deal with, and you got to figure out how to manage this. Otherwise, you're going to be in the fetal position in the corner. And at one point in my life, in the last few years, I actually almost was. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. Leadership is the ability to facilitate movement in others toward a destination you can describe. I'm Russ Hill. I help build leaders. And this is the Culture Hacks Podcast. Every week now, I am putting out an article. I'm writing an article, a longer form article that's designed to help you as a leader manage people, lead people, run the organization you're running, achieve the results you're trying to achieve. What are the issues that I keep hearing leaders struggling with, or that are coming up in these coaching calls that I'm doing with clients of mine? I'm writing about that now, so it's another way that I'm trying to help leaders develop and strengthen their ability to lead other people. And if you haven't yet subscribed to that, it's free. If you haven't subscribed yet, go to russhill.me. Russ Hill, my name, .me, and you'll see several of the articles I've written in the last few weeks, and you can join the more than 5,200 people now that are subscribed, and I would love to have you a part of that. So russhill.me if you haven't subscribed yet. Okay, hope you're all doing well. Hope things are I hope things are going your way, and that you're having a great spring, moving into summer wherever you might be. I know it's different seasons in different parts of the world, but hopefully life is going well. Feels like there's an energy and an optimism and a brightness right now around the globe. Well, I shouldn't say around the globe, in several parts of the globe. Like there's a light at the end of the COVID-19 tunnel for a lot of places, not everywhere, but a lot of places. And hopefully you're feeling that wherever you are. Okay, so in this episode, what I want to talk about is something honestly that drives me insane. I don't know how to sugarcoat it. And the older I get, the more experience I have in life, the more that this just is a challenge for me, and something that weighs on me, and something that I have struggled with. And so I'm wondering if how many of you are dealing with it. And it comes up so frequently in my conversations, my coaching sessions with leaders. And I wanted to talk about it in this episode. So here's my belief. I guess I would start by saying it this way. My belief is that people hear what they want to hear, despite what you're saying. So as a leader on the team that you lead, or the organization that you're overseeing, that you own, or the business unit that you're running, or in your family or your personal life or wherever it might be, that the people that you're communicating with, they tend to hear what they want to hear. They have a narrative in their mind about whatever it might be. And whatever you say, regardless of what you say, they're using to reinforce, to build that narrative. And so they hold the belief about you that is most convenient for them. People hold the belief about you that is most convenient for them. And that drives me insane. Let me give you a couple of examples. So years ago, in an organization that I was working as a part of at the time, there was a leader who held a belief about me that I thought was completely inaccurate. And it was hurtful, quite honestly, to me. And this person was vocal about it. Like they weren't kind of holding the belief in isolation. They were sharing it with others and actively sharing this belief that was damaging to me. It wasn't complimentary. It wasn't a positive belief about me. And so I became aware of it, and I thought, man, that just isn't me. Like that person is not, they don't know what's in my heart, and they don't know what's in my mind, and so I need to address this. And so I put a ton of effort into that. I flew out to the location where this person worked each day. This is pre-COVID-19, right? Way before that. And so she worked in a particular office in our organization that I was working with back at that time. So I flew out to that office and I scheduled time with her. And I tried to show up as collaborative as possible. And I brought up this belief, like, I know you feel this way, or I sense that you do. And she immediately challenged it. Like, she wouldn't own it. Well, no, you know, and was coy, just no eye contact in this part of the conversation, avoiding the conflict. And I'm addressing it in the most collaborative, humble, open-minded way. Like I don't know any way to be more humble and approachable and than I was. Like I just totally guard down, no emotion in the conversation whatsoever. And she would not own it, not own it at all. And yet I knew she held that belief. And so I just went with it. I'm like, well, but if you did feel this way, then here's what I would want you to know. And then I described the experiences that I was trying to create and that I had been trying to create over the last several months to change her mind and to hold a different belief about me. And I said, I want to keep doing this. And are there other things that I could be doing that would help you see me for the way that I really am, or to be able to experience me in the way that I want to be experienced, or to, you know what I mean? And she was like, well, you know, no, and she wouldn't own it. She gave me nothing. And so I left that conversation thinking, well, hopefully we made progress, even though the conversation was not super fruitful and meaningful and meaty. But I thought, you know, at least she knows she's seen me in this total humble, collaborative way. She saw the effort I put to even travel to where she worked and to have this conversation with her. And maybe that will really help. And by the way, well, I'm not going to say more about it. And so fast forward. And even in the very week after that experience, it didn't help at all. In fact, it got worse. She dug even deeper into the belief that she held about me and talked about it quite vocally. And I came to the realization through that experience. It was, and you all, I'm talking about it without emotion here, but I should tell you again, it was extremely hurtful to me. Because, and she had the ear of people that were making important decisions regarding my employment and my future at that organization. And so I finally came to the realization of I cannot change her mind. Like, I've tried everything and it's just not going to work. And I've had other experiences like that with other people in my life. I would guess you have as well. People who hold a belief about you that's totally inaccurate. And so then you go to, why do they hold that? Like, why aren't they willing to change, or why aren't they willing to really see what's in your heart? And my belief now is because it's not convenient. It doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't fit what they're trying to accomplish. It doesn't fit the storyline they're telling to others. It's just not convenient for them. If for whatever reason, it's not convenient for them to hold that belief. So then that begs a question, right? Well, what do you do about that? Here's what I've come to think about it. Number one is you have to just accept it. So with her, I just finally got to the point where, you know what? She's not going to change her mind. And she's going to view me that way. And she's going to talk to others about that. So that's a reality. I have to accept it, not like it, but I just, that's the reality. I cannot change it. And so am I willing to continue in this environment? And can I manage around that? Can I exist here and be healthy mentally, emotionally, all of those ways? Can I or can I not? And because I can't allow that to eat at me. I can't allow myself to spend a lot of mind share and energy on that. Otherwise, it's just going to destroy me. It's gonna minimize my impact for good in every aspect of my life. And so, can I exist here? Can I continue on, or can I not? I think that's the decision you have to make. And if the answer is no, I can't exist in this environment with that person holding that belief, then I have to figure out, well, how do I adjust? Do I need to minimize the amount of time I spend with them? Minimize my interaction with them? Do I need to cut them out of my life completely for a period of time, or forever? Or what does that look like? And that's one thing. I think that's something you have to think about, and you have to take action on. The second thing that I think is important is you have to decide whether or not you're going to continue to create experiences that would contradict that narrative. And so in other words, okay, well, let's say I can exist at this organization or in this family or in that relationship or whatever it is. I can do this, but I need to make this adjustment or that adjustment in order to continue to be healthy, okay? And so I'm going to make those adjustments. And that might be minimizing your exposure to them, cutting out whatever that looks like. I can make those adjustments. And then I'm going to continue to create experiences for anyone who is willing to see them that show that that's not who I am, that this is who I am. This is the type of person I am. This is what's in my heart. And hopefully at some point that person will adjust their belief and they'll see you for who you really are. Now, here's the crappy part, the part that kind of stinks. And you may disagree with me on this, but my belief is that most people, no matter how many experiences you create, no matter how consistent you are in trying to show, to demonstrate to them that you are different than how they have framed you or identified you, they're not going to move. They're just not going to. Because it's not convenient for them. And so that sucks. It just does. It's one of the things that is most challenging for me in this life, to be totally honest. When people misjudge us, when they describe us, and especially if they're vocal, because typically people want to, if you're successful or if other people think positively about you, or you're having an impact, a positive impact in different areas, those people who hold these negative beliefs about you, they feel this obligation, it seems, to make sure that others don't view you positively. So they're active in sharing. They tend to be active in sharing this belief that that describes you in a way that's not accurate. It's not what's in your heart. It's not what's in your head. And that's so frustrating. And so the decision I've made in my life is you just have to live with it. You have to not allow, do your very best to not allow it to bother you, to eat at you. Otherwise it will destroy you. At one point in my career, this belief, in fact, it goes back to the same example. This belief was shared so frequently, and this person was so adamant about trying to get others to believe that I was this type of person that wasn't accurate. They were so active in it that I was having conversations with people, and on the phone with me or in face-to-face conversations, they would agree with me. They'd nod their head. They're like, yeah, I don't get that, whatever. But yet they would get off the phone and they would say something to someone else that would reinforce the belief about me that wasn't accurate. You tracking with me? And it got to the point where I remember being on the phone with a colleague one day going, like, I feel like I live in the Twilight Zone. Like, this is crazy. Like, Looney Tune land. Like, like there's two alternative realities, or there's an alternative reality next to the real reality. And it started to make me just lose my mind. Like, literally. Like, and I've never had that experience before, where it was so deeply affecting me. Like, I didn't know what was real. I started to doubt whether, well, maybe I am the person that they're describing. Maybe I did say that, and I thought I said this, but like even conversations I'd had 20 minutes ago, I started doubting that I had said what I actually had said. Like, I was literally going crazy. I didn't know what was real. It got that bad. And I finally decided, this is not healthy. Like, I can't be in this environment. I don't know if you've ever had it go that bad. Like, my whole life, it's never gotten that bad. But at that time, it did. And so I finally decided, this has to change. And the only thing that can change it is me making some adjustments in my life. And I can't allow this to make me bitter, because it could turn you bitter, right? And then you're turning negative. It's negatively affecting your relationships with others, your loved ones, your coworkers, your clients, other people. It can destroy you. And so for me, I had to make a decision. Okay, I can't change these people's minds. I know who I am. I know what's real. I know what I said in that conversation. I'm not in crazy town. And so I'm going to make these adjustments in my life to minimize my exposure to this. And those adjustments were pretty dramatic. And I don't hold any ill will. I don't hold any bitterness about it. I'm just, the only emotion I feel about it is some sadness. Like, dang it, I regret that someone felt that way. And I wish that I had been given the opportunity to change their mind. And I wish that they would have been open to listening to me but you know, second chances are the greatest gift that anyone can give you. And some people just are not willing to give them to you, regardless of even if you think you need them, because you don't feel like you did anything wrong in the first place. But that some people just are not willing to do that. And so I've made a decision. Okay, that's reality. I need to be at peace with that, not allow myself to spend a lot of energy or time thinking about it, because I've got too much good to contribute and too many positive ways to impact the people around me, too many things I want to create. And so I'm just going to manage that. I'm going to be at peace with it. I'm going to file it over here, and I'm going to minimize my exposure to it, and I'm going to move on. And I'm going to keep creating experiences that are consistent with the way I think and feel. And hopefully the vast majority of people will interpret them in the way that I intend for them to be interpreted. Make sense? So I don't know if you've dealt with that in your life. Throughout, you know, if you had talked to me when I was 25 or maybe even 35, I don't think I had dealt with that much. But in the last decade or so of my life, man, I have seen that more and more. And I certainly see it in society around us. People holding beliefs that are convenient for them, regardless of the evidence that is being created around them. Just think about that for a second. I guess the last thought I'd leave you with in this episode is, I know how much that affects me negatively. So guess what else I need to do? I need to make sure I'm not doing that to other people. And I'm sure I am. I'm sure that I hold beliefs about some people that are convenient for me to hold about them. And I got to not do that. I've got to make sure they're accurate, and I've got to suspend that bias, and I've got to think, okay, is that real, Russ? Is that true? And if they're trying to convince me that, hey, no, I'm not that person, I need to be willing to move. I need to give them that second chance or be movable on it. Otherwise, I'm guilty of the very thing that causes me so much frustration in my life sometimes. So anyway, that's what's on my mind. One of the things that's on my mind, and I thought, you know what, I want to share this in case somebody else is dealing with it or has dealt with it. And if you've got some thoughts about how you've dealt with it, or how you approach this kind of, you know, it's this whole belief bias or a confirmation bias or narrative bias. If you've got some thoughts on how, you know, how you've effectively dealt with it, or any ideas at all, I'd love for you to share those with me as well. Because I don't claim to be an expert in any of these categories. I just am sharing my experience, my observations in life. And so if you have any ideas, direct message me on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you. The link to do that is in the show notes on whatever app you're listening to this. If you have not yet subscribed or followed this podcast, just tap on that subscribe or follow button and you'll get every new episode delivered to you. We're putting out two a week and hope that you're finding value in it. And with that said, hope you're doing well. Hope you're healthy. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, did you get my email? Some of you might not know this. I'm now sending out a weekly email. It's an article that I think could benefit leaders. Something, the topic that's on my mind, where I go more in depth on and write a weekly article about. You can subscribe for free to it at russhill.me. Russ Hill, my name. .me. You can also at that site find out more details about coaching sprints that I'm offering, as well as the brand new course. Thanks so much for listening.